Hey you, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts and Mermaids, your host. And today we're going to talk about something that we have talked in previous show, which is the dark side of social media job hunting and the reality that we're facing today, that even though these new platforms have greatly helped us to reach new goals and new jobs that are safe, it has also created a massive loophole for predators to join our industry in a very easy way. And today our guest is Eva. Welcome, Eva. Thank you for being here today.
Hi there. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, I'm honored to have you here today because you know, as a chief steward, you have decided to, you have been approached by a very unique program, and Eva has had the courage and to come to the show and speak up about her experience. So hopefully other girls out there can prevent this from happening to them. So Eva, can you start by telling us your story?
Sure. So I was approached by the vessel representatives last year in October. When I was looking for a job as a chief stewardess, there was an ad in one of the Facebook groups. I believe that was Antipiact crew, you know, somewhere in the south of France, where they were looking for a chief steward with experience on the vessels around 50 meters. I replied to the ad, I sent my CV, and I got reply back from them. And there was a female who replied to me, and she asked me if she can give me a call. And we had a about, you know, 10, 15 minutes chat about who am I, what am I looking for, where am I at the moment, where can I start a position. And then one of the last questions she asked me was, how do I feel about nudity on board? And I asked her, in what way? And she said to me, you know, when the guests are naked on the boat in the front of the crew. I said, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I had a nudist before. It's their vessel. You know, why not? So she's like, okay, not a problem. Then when we finished the conversation, she messaged me on WhatsApp, and she created a group between me and the owner of the vessel, another female, when we started talking about the position, basically. And first it was three of us talking. There was question asked about my experience as a chief stew. And I was also asking about my role and about the boat. And, you know, everything was going quite well. I didn't get any red flags at the beginning. And then the person who approached me as a first, she left the group, and it was just and me, and let's call her Madam. And so we started continue talking, and she asked me if I can send her some picture of me. And I asked, what kind of picture? I said, you know, you have a picture of me on my CV. My Facebook profile is private. I don't share this with, you know, people from outside. My Instagram is open. She can go because it's related to my work as well. She said, no, I just would like to see how you look, you know, in your travels. So I sent her about five pictures, and one of them was, I think, with a crew. We were somewhere in the Bahamas, and I was in my bikini. So that's the other people, I mean. And that's something that caught her attention. She started complimenting me on my figure and stuff like this. And that, I didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel comfortable with it. And then she started asking me if I can send her more pictures like this. And I said no, because I don't think it's right. You know, what kind of interview is that? And she stopped, and she just, you know, changed the whole conversation completely. And then she said to me, would you like me to send you a picture of me? I started laughing to myself. I was like, okay, this is going weird, but okay, why not? And she started sending me pictures. It was just a picture of her in clothes. And, you know, when you take in the front of the mirror, different kind of clothes, and she started asking me what do I think about her, and I was just like, I don't know what to say. So, you know, in a sensitive way, I said, you know, I think you are a good looking female. I mean, what else do you say, you know? And she kind of liked it. And she said to me, would you like to see more? And I was just like, well, sure, why not? I mean, it was like Friday afternoon. I was bored and I kind of get curious about where is this going? Because part of me was saying me, this is not right. But the other part of me was the curiosity of where we're going to get with this. And she sent me one picture, which was in a lingerie. And I was just like, wowza. And then I kind of realized, okay, this is not right. This is not how you're supposed to, you know, do your job interview, especially for the boat. And I told her that. I said to her, I don't feel comfortable with those kind of pictures. I don't understand what is the reason for it. And then she started explaining me what her real expectations are from me as a chief steward on a boat. She likes to be naked while she's on board. And she likes to be complimented all the time. Also, my role as a chief steward, not only running the interior, would be while she's on board, where she's taken bath, she likes to be watched. And I was just like, okay, this is very unusual a request. I said, what do you mean? Like, she likes to be watched. So I'm sitting on the bed. She had this whole scenario, like in her head, you know, like to the each details. And I was like, okay, what else is expected from me? I will have to choose the lingerie that she will be wearing. She likes to be taught what to wear when she's going to certain parties. She kind of, you know, told me that she's a well-known person in south of France in Monaco area, and she knows many influential people and stuff like this, and she will be taking me to those parties with as well. And I was just like, well, I don't have to go to those parties. I'm a chief steward. I'm happy to stay on board. But she said to me, that's what her previous chief steward was doing. And I was just like, you know what, this is not what I'm looking for. And then she jumped to the salary and she offered me 7,000 euros.
Sorry?
7,000 euros.
Okay.
That's quite a lot on 45 meter private boat based in Monaco, you know, in south of France. And I said, why such a high salary? And she said, well, because my requests are unusual, so I would like to compensate you for your hard work. And so we start talking, and I said, I'll think about it. And a few days later, she messaged me again, and I said to her, I'm still thinking about it. I started talking to my friends, and they thought it's funny. It's hilarious, you know, that I got approached by the people like this. But, you know, I was at the point when I was thinking, maybe it's not that bad, you know. Sometimes there's something coming in your head and it's like, maybe desperation. Maybe you are afraid you're not going to find a job right now. You know, the COVID situation. She was willing to do so much for me, to get me on that boat. So
When you say that she was willing to do so much for you to get on the boat, what does that actually mean?
Well, she also offered me to fly me over to France and stay with her for 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's Eve time, flight paid, hotel paid, and she offered me 15,000 euros to just be with her. And I said, what would be the reason for it? And she said, so we can get to know each other and I can introduce you to my friends. And I said to her, no need for it. We can speak to each other over Skype or Zoom when we can get to know each other and see, you know, whether you want to hire me as a chief steward and whether I would like to work for you. And so that was one of the offer declined. Then she increased my salary to 10,000 euros. And I was still saying no. I politely declined. And she said to me, even if you don't want to be my chief steward, would you like me to pay you and have a sexual conversations with me? And I said, no. She offered me 3,000 euro for a whole month and one conversation, sexual conversation with her. And I declined it because I was just like, I will definitely not gonna do it. While I was having those conversations with her, her boat manager also got in touch with me. And I cannot get to the point when I wanted to dig deeper because, you know, it was so many red flags. And I spoke to him, with him. He actually called me and I asked him a question. I said, I think you guys are fake. There is something fishy going on. The way, you know, you are basically interviewing me and the questions you're asking me, this got nothing to do with the acting. I've never, ever heard about this kind of interview process, you know, it's very intimate. It's very personal. And he said to me basically that, yes, he does exist. He is a broker who sold her the yacht, who's being refitted right now. And it's very difficult for him to find a crew for her because of her unique, basically requests, that she's got. And he said, yes, there are girls that they coming and they just leaving straight away because they know what's happening. So obviously they need somebody who is more mature, thicker skin, who will basically tolerate her behavior and her request and her.
So basically what I'm listening is that they used to approach people behind their backs, not telling them what it was actually going to happen. And then when they got on the boat, this was revealed and obviously they left. So now their approach is like, okay, let's be upfront about it and see who actually consciously wants to become part of the program in this way.
Exactly. Yes, you're correct with it.
And this is why you were asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement before the interview took place.
This actually, you know, we stopped having conversations because I told them in a polite way, I am not interested. This is not what I'm looking for. And we stopped having those conversations. And that was in October last year. The lady who approached me for the first time, she approached me again a month later or something like this. She sent me a message and she said, we changed the whole scenario. We only looking for a chief stew on a boat and we will be having PA/escort for madam.
Right.
So there will be two different positions, two different roles, and I don't have to do anything basically sensual, as they call it, with her. And I was working that time and I said, I politely declined again. And once again, then the madam actually herself, she approached me 2 weeks ago. I was under impression that, you know, they looking for a chief stew, not a chief stew with a PA role. Right. And I started talking to her and I said to her, yes, I am available at the moment. If it's just a chief stew role, no funny business, then I might consider it. Then the boat manager contacted me straight away. He emailed me non-disclosure agreement, and which I signed. And he said to me, you know, whatever conversations you guys gonna have, please be sure nobody knows about it. I said, it's fine, not a problem. I thought they looking for a chief stew, which they didn't, because I started getting messages from madam at midnight on Sunday. She is waiting for me having sensual conversations with me.